Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
Is there a way to prevent vaginal infections? Do condoms help work with that? There's all these creams and things on the market that if you get one of those infections, and boy, they are just never a pleasant thing to even talk about, much less look at or smell. But is there a way to protect yourself against them? My guest is Dr. Alyssa Dweck. She is an OB-GYN in Westchester County in New York. Welcome to the show, Dr. Dweck. So vaginal infections, it used to be that you could only get a prescription that sucked. You had to go to your doctor if you had some nasty thing going on down there and get one of those disgusting creams. But now they're over the market, you know, over the counter. And so tell us about vaginal infections. What's going on down there?
Sure, and thank you for having me. So I think it's really important to know that not everything is a yeast infection, because this is something that I see all the time, especially now that there are so many over-the-counter treatments for yeast. Anybody who has a discharge and a mild itch automatically thinks they have yeast. They go ahead and treat themselves. They may not end up getting better. And then by the time they present to me, it gets a little bit more confusing as to what's really going on. So I think there are three main vaginal infections that are not definitively sexually transmitted diseases. Certainly yeast is very common, and you'll typically see a thick, white vaginal discharge, very intense itching both inside the vagina and on the outside on the vulva. And that can be either treated with one of the creams that you're speaking of, which is over-the-counter, or even more happily, with a single tablet of an anti-yeast medication called Diflucan, which often will take care of a simple yeast infection. Condoms do not necessarily prevent yeast. Yeast is really more of an imbalance of the normal ecosystem inside the vagina, if you will. The second infection that often gets mistaken for yeast is bacterial imbalance, called bacterial vaginosis, used to be called Gardnerella. This, again, not really an infection you get, but something that is a result of the imbalance of bacteria and yeast inside the vagina, and it typically causes a foul-smelling discharge that's grayish. You may have itching and burning, and it's treated with a different type of treatment, a prescription antibacterial cream or something oral. And then lastly, the irritation that isn't really an infection at all from various products that women are putting in and on their bottoms that causes irritation or dermatitis. And this is where condoms come in, because condoms sometimes can be the inciting factor when it comes to this irritation.
Well, what do you mean products that we're putting around there? Are you talking about lubricants? Are you talking about douches? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about all of those things. So while none of these things are harmful, some women are particularly sensitive, and some of the female washes or the strong fragrant soaps or pads or tampons or products that have a lot of fragrant or any chemicals on them might be irritating for some women and cause symptoms that can mimic an infection. So that's pretty much what I'm speaking of. We see also some women getting very sensitive to the material that condoms are made of, even to the point of an allergy, for example, latex allergy, which is, you know, certainly something that we see from time to time. And some condoms that have spermicide on them actually cause more irritation than not.
Well, I certainly remember back in my college days spraying that stuff that would make you smell good down there, you know, before a date or something like that. You wouldn't catch me doing that now if you paid me. I can't even imagine. And they were so in back then. Everybody was using them. They were right out front and center. And douches, we know now that you can even make your own with a vinegar sort of tincture. So tell us about the pH, because you mentioned yeast and you mentioned bacterial vaginosis, and that these are more internal and, you know, pH-related things. So should we be douching? Should we be trying to regulate the pH? Would a probiotic do anything toward that?
Right. So I think that the vagina is an incredible organ, if you will, that should be able to maintain its own pH. So typically, it doesn't need any really vigorous cleaning, sprays, or any of those things. With that said, we know there are plenty of products out there and lots of women who use them without any problem at all. So I don't want to give them all a bad name. I'm mainly talking about women who are feeling irritated or feeling like they might have some sort of an infection. And then we really have to take a look at the products that they're using and perhaps put them on what I call a hypoallergenic regimen, where they really use nothing with any sort of irritating factors that might cause discomfort for them.
Do we not douche? Do you not recommend doing that? Don't recommend that.
Thank you. No, I do not recommend douching on a regular basis, although some women certainly like to douche. If they feel that that's really necessary for them, it should be done with something very plain like what you spoke about, vinegar and water, or in certain cases, I'll even recommend a medicated douche with something like Betadine, which is like an antiseptic. But that's really few and far between in terms of recommendations.
Well, here's a good question for you, Dr. Dweck. Women use these things, those sprays and douches and things, because they think they smell down there. We don't always like our own brand, you know. And men say they don't seem to care. Can other people smell what we smell when we smell that? And we think, oh, God, our pH or whatever's going on down there, that stinks. Can other people smell that if you're sitting next to someone on the bus?
It would be unlikely. Most of the time, we're most conscious of ourselves rather than other people being conscious of it. Certainly, a sexual or an intimate partner could, pick up on an odor that doesn't seem usual. I would venture to guess that if there's such a strong odor that you're worried somebody else can smell it, that you have an infection and that needs to be checked out. There are some products on the market that are very good if your pH is constantly out of balance, and we need to do something to prevent you from getting infections constantly. So there's a product, for example, called Refresh, which is a plunger full of a gel-type material that goes in the vagina to keep the vagina at a neutral pH for itself. So that could be helpful in some instances, especially for people who are prone to infection. But for the random average woman who's not having any issues, the vagina really should be able to keep itself clean and maintain its own pH.
Plunger. That doesn't sound good at all.
The other issue that I see not that infrequently in my office that I always feel I should bring up is if you have a horrible, horrible odor from the vagina, think about the potential for a retained tampon, because that has happened to, many women where they inadvertently leave a tampon in for a long period of time. Don't realize it's there, and the odor from that can be overwhelming, and that is something that other people may notice. So that's that we frequently see in the office.
Oh, man, we hate when that happens. And we all think, wait, did I take out that last one? I always sort of gauge on whether I'm bleeding or not if I took out the last one, because I figure if there's one stuck up in there, it still would be absorbed. But you just really never know, and that is definitely something that women need to know. Give us in this last minute, the vagina is a moist environment.
Yes.
And some of these products are intended to sort of keep it from being so moist, but that's how it flushes itself. That's how it works. In the last half a minute or so, your best advice about our vaginas. I love my vagina. Let's keep it healthy.
Right. I think it's a self-maintaining organ, and that's sort of the key. Less is more when it comes to the vagina. I'm also a fan of advising women to maybe sleep without any underwear on from time to time or all the time in order to let the area air out, because it yeast and bacteria do thrive in dark, moist places, so allowing some aeration can usually be helpful.
That's great advice. And also, if you work out, I notice a lot of people sweat down there, change your underwear after working out, because then that's really moist and does definitely not smell well. But that's what we're doing here. We're giving you good vagina information on Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show right here on Radio MD. More great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.